Hello.
Hi, Mr.
Hello.
Baskin. Hi, this is Frida calling from Alabama Department of Labor. I'm calling you back. Okay, so
Yes.
they looked at the claim and apparently it didn't export because whoever filed it didn't include all the information. It was not complete. So I'm calling you back today to get you refiled. So hold on, and I apologize for that. I don't even know how that even happened. So let me get you filed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Baskin, that's going to be your date of birth, July 14th of 1973.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding the English language?
No.
All right. What's the highest level of schooling you've completed?
Graduated.
All righty. And were you wanting to receive your payments via direct deposit or state debit card?
State debit card.
All right. And what's that mailing address, sir?
863 Maiden Street, Apartment B, CM, Alabama, 36701.
Okay. And that phone number?
334-553-5236.
Okay. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government?
No, ma'am.
And are you filing this claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
All right. What's the last day that you worked?
Last day I worked was what's on the It was
04-17-2021. Okay. And if not for COVID restrictions, do you consider yourself mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
I work for somebody and I own a business.
All right. Do you hold a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID restrictions, are you available for full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID restrictions, are you available for all shifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security?
No, ma'am.
Are you receiving workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50. Let me take that.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Well, I can't really say, ma'am. Whatever minimum wage is, I guess. I'll take it like that.
Okay. And are you a member of a union like a plumber's union or a welder's union?
No, ma'am. No,
okay. What was your job? What was your job title at your last job?
I guess what they call it saw operator.
Saw operator.
Yes, ma'am.
What were you doing? Because that didn't come up. What was your job?
They use material to make the plastic board. They call it super board.
Okay.
They look like boards, but they made them like that on the plastic printout and stuff.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for? Or was it through a staffing company?
I worked through Diamond Staffing. Then I got hired on with E-Ovation.
E-Ovations, okay.
E-Ovation, LLC.
I got it. It popped up. Do you have a phone number for that company?
No, ma'am. I don't have that.
That's okay. I can pull it up. And they're located in what city?
Selma on 41.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull them up. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one. Hold on.
But the platinum is 402. They got a couple plenty of platinum. Okay.
I got it. All right. And when did you start working for them?
I started working with them on the January 6th when I got hired on with them.
Okay. And you said your last day was the 17th?
Yes, ma'am. All right. 04/17.
Mm-hmm. And what caused that job to end? Was it due to lack of work?
I had got robbed and I had got shot in the head, raised in the head. I got robbed in my yard. You know, my car coming in the house, I got robbed.
Oh. Jesus.
Yes.
So did you have to leave the job? I mean, what was your status?
No, I was off from 2 days. I got off on my off day and came home that morning. And I was getting my car coming home. I got robbed, got shot, and then they robbed me.
So what I'm saying is, so you had to. I mean, did you take a leave of absence from the job, or what type of status were you in from the job?
No, I had called them and told them what the doctor had said. I took the phone report out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fat man's car told me, said too much, something about too much was going on, and he talked to corporate, and then corporate told him to let me go. I ain't pointed out nothing, because I was missing no days.
Okay.
I guess come to deal like that when you go through something and then I just don't want to deal with it. So I don't know, man. It shocked me when he called me and told me that I really hurt, you know.
And they didn't give you a reason. They just said too much going on. That don't even make no sense. All right.
Yeah, exactly what they told me. They told me. I took the phone report and doc report out there to him. And then he called me back. That Friday, when I was going back to work, I was going that Friday. I said, "Son, he called me back that Friday and told me that I had too much going. It was too much going on with what happened to me. But just because I got robbed and shot and robbed in my yard, so I got too much going on with me."
That is so crazy. All right, that's a bit much. That's so, Mr. Baskin, so no, you're fine. So if you approve for benefits, do you want taxes to be taken out?
No, not right at the moment, because I'm a little behind on the things. No.
I got you. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I got you filed, and I got you filed this time. Your claim is good this time. So your PIN number is going to be 8173.
Hello, let me get a PIN, man. All right. You said
my
PIN number gonna
be what
now, ma'am?
8173.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like I said, you know you can't file until you actually have a claim in the system. So the earliest you're gonna be able to file on this one will be this upcoming Sunday. Because it won't even let me backdate a claim. It won't let me backdate a filing because there was no claim there. So it'll be this upcoming Sunday. But I'm keeping my eye on it this week. So and making sure it export. I got a big circle by your name.
Okay.
So you good. You got the old lady keeping an eye out for you. I don't know about them young girls, but I got you. So with that being said, sir, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Can I use my same debit card? Are y'all gonna see my number?
It's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same one as long as that card is not expired. That's where your benefits will go to. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I got to ask you, ma'am. I thank you so much for doing that for me.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, now go on with your good dinner.
You see what I'm saying? Got to do some. You take care, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right.
Oh, that was a blessing.